Greetings to all my listeners in the podcast community. Once again, I'd like to welcome you into your new year, your new season, allowing your every step to be ordered and directed by the Lord. Elevated Vibrations is a spiritual, motivational, educational, and an inspirational platform aimed at rectifying love and truth in the midst of hate and dishonesty, all through the inspired words of God for the people of God. And I'm your host, Pastor Forrest Cooper Jr. Heavenly Father, we come at you at this time, thanking you for your favor, your unmerited favor. We thank you for allowing us to be in the midst of your presence one more time. We thank you for the abundant love, gentle grace, and tender mercy that you've shown to us on a daily basis. We thank you for the anointing and the appointing. We thank you for waking us up this day just to give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor that is due to you. Not just for what you've brought us through, but because of who you are. You're God all by yourself. And we thank you for that. Lord, we pray and ask for spiritual sight to see your words, spiritual ears to hear your words, knowledge and wisdom to understand your word. Lord, but most of all, we want to thank you for the love of Jesus. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to come boldly before you, accepting and acknowledging Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Continue to use us in the uplifting and the rebuilding of your kingdom. Lord, send us where we need to go. Use us how you feel the need to use us. Protect us as we go out, being witness for the cause of Christ. Lord, we want to thank you for all these things. In the sweet and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Today's episode, I want to touch on the scripture text, 2 Samuel 5:17-20. Now, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search out for David. And David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hands." So David went to Baal Perazim and defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of water." Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim, which also means the Lord's breakthrough. Webster defines breakthrough as a sudden advance, especially in knowledge and technique, or as an act or instance of moving through or beyond an obstacle, an instance of passing through a barrier or protection. Everybody desires a breakthrough or is in need of a spiritual breakthrough at some point in this thing called life. In the scripture passage today, David was in need of a breakthrough. The enemies were a barrier to David's advancement, but the Lord broke through the enemies before him. David compared this breakthrough to the likings of a breakthrough of water. When we are faced with barriers, obstacles, pitfalls, storms, trials and tribulations, shortcomings, and even those so-called friends or family members, things that are hindering us from advancing, that are holding us down from elevating, things that are blocking our blessings. These are the moments when we are in need of a breakthrough, that spiritual activity from the Lord that will either move whatever it is that's in our way or sometime the Lord will gently move us out of the way and place us where he has purposed us to be in the first place. See, sometimes we put ourselves in harm's way and cry out for help when we don't see no way out. But then there are other times when we have been displaced by situations, circumstances, or even events that we had no control over. That's when we are in need of deliverance from the Lord. We'll call that our breakthrough moment. And just like King David did, we can boldly go to the Lord and pray for that breakthrough. But check this out. There are a few things that you have to take into an account when seeking your breakthrough. And I'll touch on these right quick. Number one, be not afraid. You cannot be fearful. So you have to know that whatever comes your way or whatever you're faced with, that the God that we serve will deliver you out of that situation. The word of God said that when the Philistines came looking for David, he went down to his stronghold. Now, I want y'all to get this right here. What David's stronghold was that it was his secret place of prayer. Whenever you get word that the enemy or sense that the enemy, or when you get a discernment from the Holy Spirit that the enemy is trying to harm you or that the enemy is approaching you, that's when you need to go to your stronghold, just as David did, and inquire of the Lord what you must do. But you cannot be afraid of the enemy, for the Lord is your stronghold. Number two, seek divine guidance. When David went into his secret place, his stronghold, he went there for one purpose and one purpose only: to seek guidance and understanding from the Lord as to what course of action to take. David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" See, David did not try to go out and do his own thing. He asked the Lord, should he go fight or not? And God gave him a direct response, and the victory was on the Lord's side. Number three, do your part. This is a big part towards your breakthrough. It's a part of your faith building process. You as a believer have to do your part. You have to be willing with no hesitation. God is going to do his part. You got to do your own part. God will not do your part for you. This is called being obedient on your part. And trust me, you definitely can't do God's part. If the Lord is telling you to move, but you're being stagnant, lazy, motionless, then don't expect to see your breakthrough. If the Lord says go, then move something. God will not do it for you, but he will go with you. See, just as David did, God could have just said, go forward. You don't have to fight. There are times when he may say, stand right here. The battle's not yours, it's mine. And then there may be some times where, while you're being obedient, your breakthrough have already taken place. See, this one thing I do know. The Lord will determine the how, the when, and the where your breakthrough will come. Our responsibility is to be obedient, prayerful, and to trust the process. Number four, give credit to what credit is due. There is no need for you to take credit for your breakthrough. God deserves all the credit. After all, he's the only one who is able to defeat the enemy. Without the Lord, everything we do would be in vain. Remember, you sought out the Lord for your breakthrough. He didn't come looking for you. Know this, God is God all by himself. He don't need us. We need him. In the scripture text, David gave the Lord credit for his breakthrough. He said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water." Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. If a king could humble himself and give God his praise and glory, then why can't we? Don't credit yourself for your breakthrough through your prayers, your fasting, your holiness, your hard work, or anything of the sort. Give the Lord the credit for bringing you through. He delivered you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We need to stop trying to share in God's glory. The God we serve in Exodus 34:14 said, "For you shall worship no other God before me. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." Now let me put this in simple words to where we can all get an understanding of what I just said. When you try to take credit for what God has done, then you're trying to equal yourself to him. When you're trying to take half the credit and give God the other half, you're trying to put God on your level. When you're neglecting to give God his glory for bringing you out of your mess, when you're refusing to honor God for what he has done for you, for bringing you out of your storm, when you're thinking that it was something that you did that brought your breakthrough, then you're inadvertently positioning yourself to reap the repercussions of neglecting to give God what he rightfully deserves. In essence, if you're waiting on your breakthrough, then be still. If you're looking for your breakthrough, then hold your peace. If you're expecting a breakthrough, then claim it and trust the process. And when you've overcome or have your breakthrough like water, make sure you give the Lord what belongs to him. Give him his praise. Give him his glory. Give him his honor. Give him his credit. I'd like to thank my listeners and my subscribers today for tuning in. May the God that we serve continue to bless you all in your doing for the cause of Christ. And I want you to remember my motto: love is contagious. Spread it around. My background music on Pixabay: Lofo Moods, giving credit to where credit is due. And I'd like to thank this week's sponsorship, Level 5 Boutique by Stephanie. You can find it on YouTube at Upscale Consignment Fashions. Go check her out. She's real good. Got good merchandise. Another sponsorship is Soul Food Train, one of my newfound favorite soul food spots. It's at 585 Franklin Gateway Southeast, Suite 240 in Marietta, Georgia, 30067. They're open Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you can find them on Facebook, Soul Food Train. Tell them you heard about them on Elevated Vibrations Podcast. And as I close, I want to tell all my listeners to stay focused. Don't be a part of this world just because you are in this world. The Lord called us out to be separate. And remember, change your mindset if things ain't going right for you in this season. Have a blessed day. Enjoy. And I'll see you next time on Elevated Vibrations.